Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the line is Mark Croce, developer, restaurant owner. And Mark, we're talking today about this potential for a sort of styrofoam ban in the city of Buffalo. Nothing on the table yet, but it's something the common council in the city is discussing and will discuss about whether or not residents and restaurant owners are open to the idea. First thing that comes to your mind, Mark, when you talk about banning something like a styrofoam container?
Well, first thing that comes to my mind is what's the alternative? I mean, we've dealt with styrofoam for a long time, and now we know that it's a threat to our environment, that along with plastic and microbeads, and there's all kinds of things. So this seems like a good first step, if nothing but symbolic, to try to worry about our environment long term, because at the end of the day, styrofoam is not biodegradable, and we're not doing our environment any justice by allowing to continue to use these things that are polluting our landfills.
Well, what do you use at your restaurants for takeout?
Well, we have a plastic container with a plastic lid, which is no more biodegradable. So I think the solution is to try to work with the purveyors, vendors, and manufacturers to come up with something that would be biodegradable in landfills. So what we're currently using is no more environmentally friendly than styrofoam itself.
Where does, I guess, the problem lie with banning a certain dish or a certain type of container, whether it's styrofoam, plastic, or something else, and then maybe it's only styrofoam takeout containers instead of cups? How enforceable are things like that in your experience?
I think that's the real issue, is the enforceability. It seems like it's a feel-good measure. It seems like it makes common sense. I don't think that the common council would be thinking about it, but in the big picture, does it have any practical reality when we're one small city in this big, giant country? Is changing it here in Buffalo, they say you have to start somewhere, but at the end of the day, there should be more of a nationwide movement for this to catch on, because I don't know if doing it in Buffalo alone is going to be able to make that much of a difference, and can it be enforced, and what are the consequences of establishments that don't comply.
Yeah, how environmentally conscious are you? I mean, at all of your properties and restaurants, do you recycle when you can?
We recycle some. We don't recycle as much as we need or should. Sometimes it becomes burdensome on the properties and storage and things of that nature. So, we do what we can, but we're far from perfect. There's a long way that we could go as far as recycling, but these are items that you're talking about that aren't even recyclable.
In the bigger picture, this is kind of a big movement, whether you're talking about styrofoam containers or plastic straws. I mean, there is kind of this, not just here in Buffalo and New York State, but nationwide, this movement toward different materials or something that can be thought of as more recyclable. Regardless of what Buffalo decides in the coming weeks or months, do you see a change is eventually going to happen?
Well, on a nationwide level, I mean, I think that slowly we'll see change happen. It takes a tremendous amount of effort and time to slowly get a sea change on issues like this. So as the country becomes more environmentally conscious, and as people start to understand some of the consequences of how we live today, long term, I think we're going to have to do something. But it's not just Buffalo, it's just everybody. It's not just the United States of America, it's just the whole world.
Are you hearing at all about, the prospect of making a better product for this that would be environmentally friendly and at the same time would hold, food and, protect against leakage and that kind of thing?
Well, I understand there are some products out there that aren't plastic and aren't styrofoam that are supposed to be somewhat biodegradable, and we could look into those ourselves if that's an option. Either that or maybe we can just cut down the portion sizes so people don't have to worry about taking any food home with them.
Hey, that's I wonder what kind of pushback that idea would get. Hey, Mark, I have to ask, you know, with the Chop House, when this idea came up and we knew you were going to be joining us this morning, I'm thinking, man, you go to the Buffalo Chop House, you have one of those really nice steaks. Do people actually not finish the whole thing there and ask to take it home? Because there's no way it's as good as at home as it is at the restaurant.
Well, believe it or not, at the Buffalo Chop House, it is as good the next day. We have a special secret recipe that we can't tell you about.
All right.
But you must do lots of takeout, right? Because of we know the portions are big.
Oh, the portions are very big. I mean, some of our steaks are 32 ounces, and people come there expecting a big meal and a celebration, so they eat appetizers, and they bulk up even before they get their meal. And often people are taking half or even more of their meal.
Wow.
So it's not just, you know, if they come there with the intention of having a great meal, and then by the time they get to their main entree, sometimes they're already full.
All right. I'm one of those people, I have to, if it's on the plate in front of me right there, I've got to do it there. It's just, maybe.
Someone in ribeye, you got to come and try it.
All right. Well, we'll make an appointment out of that. Mark Croce, thanks so much for coming on and joining us. Mark is a developer, restaurant owner. We're talking about this idea floating around. No proposal yet, but there is talk in the city of Buffalo about the potential of banning those styrofoam takeout containers.
Yeah, what do you think about that? You can text us at 3930.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.